experience with you. My audience are my private students, whom I currently tutor, guide, and mentor in setting up their own successful eBay businesses. I want to personally thank my first student, Sam, and his aunt, Miss Mary, for inspiring me to write this book. I am like a fish in water on eBay. My learning experience has been quickened due to my lifelong passion for computers, which includes my degree in computer operations and management. On the old mainframe computers, in the age before personal computers took over the landscape. Hence, like a fish taken to water, I quickly learned how to set up a successful business on eBay, and now invite you, my reader, to experience the joys of being in business for yourself on eBay and make yourself additional income. With the economic climate these days, most of us could sure use some additional income. So with that in mind, let's embark together in this book on our eBay experience with the goal of making some side income to help you and I during these tough economic times with as little outward expense as possible. Most of the things I talk about here on eBay are free, with a few exceptions, where I may recommend you spend, for example, $10 to get a .com name. Other than simple little things, most of this book about setting up an eBay business should cost you very little expense to start. Now, obviously, getting a .com name costs some money, and business cards do too, but I will refer you to where I got mine for good low-cost prices. Now, one other important mention here about eBay. This eBay book and adventure is about building a legitimate business. I will warn those who intend to sell mediocre or substandard products, or who intend to rip people off, just do not do it at all, because eBay is not a place for con artists or rip-off scammers. The security is extremely high on eBay, which, by the way, also includes buyers who are internal eBay security, and also on its sister's payment processing company's website, PayPal. Yes, both eBay and PayPal are owned by the same company. So just a warning here for people looking to scam or rip others off, that this is not the place for that sort of nonsense, and both eBay and PayPal, having the same ownership, really have strong internal security, who immediately put a stop to any shenanigans that con artists would attempt, as they do not last very long on either eBay or PayPal. Rest assured that eBay and PayPal put lots of efforts into monitoring and making sure that real, legitimate business owners and that little people like us are protected from unscrupulous wannabes and con artists. That is not to say that everyone on eBay should be trusted openly, of course, but that you should always report any suspicious activity right away, and to be aware of the tight security procedures in place within the systems of both eBay and its payment processing sister company, PayPal. Now that I've covered the security issues of dealing with eBay and PayPal, let's get started on our eBay adventure. Chapter 1. The importance of your business image and picking a great and easy name. Your business image is everything. I'm sure you've heard that phrase before. Presentation is everything. It is true, especially in the eyes of your buyers on the internet these days, and especially true on eBay, where your image is everything in the buyer's eyes. Our goal in this chapter is to have a .com name, an eBay username, and matching email address name, all the same company name. You will later on realize the importance of this when you start making sales on eBay. Keeping this in mind, you want to have an image that looks stable, reliable, and like you are really going to be around to do business on eBay and not some fly-by-night operation. You want to pick an easy name that your buyer will remember, and you want to have a business name that is a great name. Sometimes these days, depending on the business field you are in or looking to get into, this can be easier said than done when a lot of good .com names are already taken. Why is it important to try to get a .com name? Well, a .com name is by default the very first thing people will type into a search engine or into their URL browser when trying to find you or your business. If you have anything other than a .com name, then you lessen your chances of your buyer finding you without some extra work on their part and your part. You'll have to put more work and effort into promoting your .net, .us, .tv, or other .ending company in the buyer's mind. That costs you more work, time, and money trying to always get